This program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, this is Tyra Banks for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Oprah Daily. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Oprah Daily. Tia Mowry steps out with a new man. After a divorce and 3 years of healing, the actress is getting her groove back. Meet her new suitor. This article is by Elizabeth Ayula. 3 years post-divorce, our fave, Tia Mowry, has a new man. An image of her locking lips with a young fella in Los Angeles is currently doing its rounds on the internet. Social media detectives didn't waste time uncovering who the mystery man is. According to the Neighborhood Talk, Mowry is seeing Giovanni Armada, an artist, designer, and educator living in L.A., originally from Cleveland, Ohio. She hasn't publicly confirmed whether this is her man, but the actress has been subtly dropping hints that she's got a new beau over the past few months. In February, Mowry, 47, posted her and a mystery man's feet in the sand. Some fans hoped those were Corey Hardrick's feet. Mowry was previously married to the actor for 17 years, and they shared 2 children together. The following month, in March, the actress posted a series of images with the caption, "Stopping to smell the roses." One of the pics was of her feet in white sneakers next to a guy wearing white Nike Air Forces, leaving social media users wondering whether that was a soft launch. That same month, during an interview with People, the Sister star revealed she had a mindset shift about the way she was approaching dating and was paying off. Positivity was key to manifesting the dating experience she desired. I like speaking it into existence, just being really positive about the words you are telling yourself. Visualization. I'm a huge believer of visualizing things and visualizing feelings, she said. And I just started to stop talking bad and poorly about dating because it was really easy to do that. The actress also confirmed at the time that she was romantically involved with someone but didn't want to disclose the details about her partner. She did, however, share that she's very happy, adding, "I want to protect our privacy." Tia has been very public about her healing journey and desire to find love again post-divorce. Though it has come with criticism from people who feel she should go through her process quietly, she's owned her self-expression. And as she told Essence in 2024, healing quietly has been part of the process too. "My purpose in life now is to continue to build a relationship with me," Mowry said at the time. "We have a lot of podcasts, movies, and all of that about loving partners, but that's not the only dynamic of love. Love is also found when you love on yourself." Next, Gravin Mathis and wife Linda reconcile as divorce case is officially dismissed. After 39 years of marriage and a brief 2024 separation, court documents reveal the couple is officially calling off their legal split. This article is by Elizabeth Ayula. Linda Reese Mathis had a change of heart when it comes to divorcing her longtime husband, Judge Greg Mathis. According to court documents obtained by TMZ, the 62-year-old filed a request to dismiss the case without prejudice. For reference, in July 2024, Linda separated from the TV judge and filed for divorce after 39 years, citing irreconcilable differences. It didn't take long for the judge to make things right, seeing as they were spotted together by November. During a November interview with TMZ, Greg gave an update on his marriage, which was on the mend. He explained that for years he was on a mission to help street kids, but was pivoting to a mission to help Black love. "Maybe I'll be the example for another man, a cautionary tale. Don't neglect your wife. That's what happens, guys," the judge said in late 2024. "Neglect can create suspicion, certainly," he added, addressing rumors that he stepped out on his wife. "If you're gone as much as I am, you have every right to suspect." The couple got married in 1985 and shares 4 children. The divorce filing came as a surprise to many fans because from the outside, they appeared to be a solid unit. They even had a reality docuseries, Mathis Family Matters, which aired on E! In 2022. The Lovebirds appeared on Tamron Hall to discuss how they reconciled and began rebuilding their connection. "I'd do anything to get my mother back, so I did anything to get my wife back," the TV star said. Linda explained why she filed for divorce at the time, saying it was a way to prioritize her needs. "Self-abandonment is a common issue women struggle with in long-term relationships. I supported him always, and at that time, I felt I needed to just take care of me," she remarked. "And that's what I felt I was doing at the time." Because marriages can be restored when you have two willing participants, the pair put in the work and went back to the basics of getting to know one another. "We learned each other again. We enjoyed our time doing that each and every day," she said. "Glad to see this couple holding on to the love they worked so hard to build over the past few decades." Exclusive, Inside Gospel star Marvin Sapp and LaBaris Cole's epic wedding day. With three dresses and a grand entrance by way of a helicopter, LaBaris showed up and showed out to say "I do" with the bishop at his church in Fort Worth. This article is by Essence Editors. Marvin Sapp is married. If you've been keeping up, you will recall that we recently shared that the bishop and gospel music star announced his engagement to LaBaris Cole, PhD. The two, who began as friends before falling in love, didn't offer a prospective wedding date when they shared the good news in February, but now they are husband and wife. They tied the knot at the Chosen Vessel Church in Fort Worth, Texas on March 20th, the first day of spring, ushering in a new season and era. We talked to the couple, who shared their wedding photos exclusively with Essence, about choosing a wedding date before they were even engaged, their favorite moments from their special day, and why Sapp is overjoyed to be a husband again in this week's bridal bliss. Essence asked, "Why was it important to have a wedding shortly after the engagement announcement, a surprise wedding of sorts?" And Bishop Marvin Sapp says, "While our wedding was a surprise to everyone outside of our immediate family, it was about a year in the making for us. In 2024, we decided to exclusively date and made it clear with intention that this would be a courtship leading to marriage. By 2025, we knew we were heading towards marriage, and while we kept our relationship private, we did start thinking about the practical aspects of a wedding, including when we wanted it to take place. Neither one of us wanted to wait until 2027, so we decided on 2026. We chose March 20th since it's the beginning of spring, where we're setting a new season, both literally and figuratively. We set the date before we were engaged. We were focused on establishing an unbreakable bond between us and taking the necessary measures to ensure we were entering into a marriage with a clear and aligned focus." And LaBaris says, "We were both goal-oriented. When we made the conscious decision to be exclusive and Bishop was upfront that his intention was to marry, we gave ourselves a year to build a foundation and proceeded from there. We did everything in private before we shared anything with our extended family or the public. We didn't do this because it was a secret, but because it was sacred." And what were your favorite moments from the day? And LaBaris says, "Number one, the helicopter ride with my dad and sister. It was an amazing bonding experience with them. My dad had never ridden in a helicopter before, and I'm so happy to have created that memory with him. My second favorite moment was the letter I wrote to my parents, which I read before I walked down the aisle. I acknowledged how much they meant to me and all they did to raise me to be the woman I am. That was very meaningful for me." And number three, Bishop singing my dad's favorite song, "Ordinary Just Won't Do," while I walked down the aisle. Number four, the unity ceremony between Bishop, his children, and me was so significant. I come from a blended family, but you wouldn't know it by seeing us together. And that's what I want for my family unit with Bishop. That ceremony was a way of letting the kids know that we are all one. Number five, the ballerina. Absolutely. Number six, me being able to be myself throughout the ceremony, including making Bishop laugh. We laughed together all of the time, and being able to laugh during our wedding ceremony was special to me. And number seven, overall, family and friends sacrificing time, money, and their day to be with us. And Marvin says, number one was walking down the aisle with my children, knowing that they were in complete support of not only what I decided to do, but what they were going to be a part of. Number two, when the officiant, Bishop Neil Ellis of the Bahamas, said, "Who gives this man to be wed?" And my kids stood up and said, "We do." And number three, that Laboris was able to be herself unapologetically. She has a silly side that I'm glad people were able to get a glimpse of. I'm glad my church family, and my friends were able to experience her as a very down-to-earth and fun person, not someone who is serious all the time. And four, last but not least, one of my favorite moments was leaving. As the day and evening went on, looking back and thinking, we finally did it, I finally did it after 16 years and being happy about it. Going from not thinking or knowing that that was going to be something I would ever do again to actually doing it, it's just an amazing feeling. And what was the inspiration behind your different looks, Laboris? And she says, what I wore in the helicopter ride was originally intended for the wedding reception. Once I had the idea of arriving on a helicopter, I needed another dress. Then, when I saw how my wedding dress was coming together, I had a brand new vision for the reception dress, so I swapped my original reception dress for the helicopter dress. I designed my wedding dress, and it was sewn by Malton Couture. The dress was hand-sewn in Egypt. For my wedding, I wanted to look regal. I wanted to bring pride to our family. I wanted to look like a queen. Many years ago, I sketched out how I wanted to look on my wedding day, and I stayed true to that vision. The reception dress was a fun evening look made of pearls, because I love pearls, and I think every woman should own pearls. It had a slit in it so that I would be comfortable dancing, and it had a train attached, but it wasn't so long that it would be in people's way. I wanted to enjoy the evening, and I wore what was going to help me do that, which made me comfortable and happy. There was a ballerina, a helicopter, a sea of flowers. How did you dream up all these incredible details for your wedding day? And Laboris says, I'm a creative at heart. I'm very visual. I took pictures of the church sanctuary and the reception venue, and I took pictures of what our vendors had, and I created the moment with what was there to work with. And now that you're husband and wife, what are you looking forward to the most about sharing your lives with one another? And Laboris says, I look forward to more joy and happiness. That's what I have with him and what I've experienced with him up until this point. And I look forward to more of it. I look forward to continuing to build a legacy. As I mentioned earlier, we are both goal-oriented. I look forward to goals we will set and achieve together. I look forward to doing ministry together and changing the world one person at a time, one vision at a time, with each other. I look forward to spending the rest of my life completing my purpose with my purposed husband and basking in all that God has for us. Marvin says, I've always told Laboris that I'm a better husband than I am a boyfriend because I have more experience being a husband than I do being a single man. I was a husband for 20 years, nearly half my life at that time. I love being a husband. I'm looking forward to being who I've always known myself to be, to being back in that space of what I'm really good at. I'm looking forward to being an example, a covering, a husband in every sense of the word. I'm grateful that I have someone in my life to do ministry with, but I understand that she is my first ministry. It's her and my kids. My kids and I used to say, us four and no more. Now it's us four and one more. Actually, it's us four and a few more, because two of my kids have spouses and children. So us four and a few more. I'm grateful. This is what every man envisions who is a patriarch of his family. He envisions being able to look back on his legacy and say, wow, look what the Lord has done. The Black Girl's Guide to Travel, Planning the Perfect Solo Traincation. As a train travel expert who has taken over 30 scenic rides, I've put together a guide to help you plan your first solo traincation with four types of journeys to consider. And this article is by Sojourner White. Everyone says Black women should experience a solo trip at least once, but I take it a step further to say every Black woman should experience a solo train trip, aka a solo traincation. Whether you are looking for a ride through the mountains or a trip with ocean views, there's an option that reflects your travel style and vacation personality. As a train travel expert who has taken over 30 scenic rides, I've put together a guide to help you plan your first solo traincation with four types of journeys to consider. Solo traincation tips to know. Budgeting tips. Train ride prices vary based on the country. In the U.S., riding in an Amtrak sleeper car can cost $400-$900 one way for a long-distance ride in a roomette or bedroom. However, they offer rail passes for coach class if you want to plan stops along the way. I've paid under $200 for a luxury train experience on Vietnam's Vic Sapa train from Hanoi to Lao Cai, but shelled out as little as $5 on short trains like the Ayanoshi Sightseeing Limited Express in Japan. Always do your research when budgeting. booking tips. Train prices do not fluctuate as much as plane prices, so I prefer to book at least 3 months in advance, especially for U.S. sleeper trains. It is also common for train companies to have apps to make booking easier. For example, if you travel by train in other countries like Japan's infamous Shinkansen high-speed rail, you need their SmartX app to reserve tickets. Packing tips. Planning a solo trip via train is a bit different than traveling by plane. For example, I swap my compression socks for cozy footies and slippers when I'm taking a long-distance Amtrak train. While most have self-service, many of them do not have Wi-Fi. I recommend investing in a portable hotspot or downloading the movies you want to watch on your tablet or iPad before boarding for longer passages. And if you get motion sickness, bring your Dramamine, sea nausea, relief bands, and ginger to help relieve your symptoms. Traincation type, luxury vibes. Decked out with panoramic windows, meals, and wine pairings, ball out with a luxurious train experience on the Rocky Mountaineer or Canyon Spirit routes. Housed under the Armstrong Collective, the Rocky Mountaineer offers Canadian train routes gliding through Banff, Kamloops, Jasper, and Vancouver. However, the Canyon Spirit rides through the Red Rock and Desert of the American Southwest through the Rocky Mountains. You can start in Denver, stay overnight in Glenwood Springs, and end in Salt Lake City or Moab, Utah. Both the U.S. and Canada options offer multi-day train ride packages with overnight hotel stays. I rode the Canyon Spirit to Moab and did some incredible off-the-train experiences, like a sunset Hummer tour and a mild hike in Arches National Park. If you seek an international luxury train, check out one of the Peru Rail trains. For solo travelers who are interested in hiking and train travel, Peru Rail offers a Vista Dome experience for $160 to see Machu Picchu, one of the seven wonders of the world. You also take the Peru Rail Taitequia train from Cusco to Puno for countryside views through smaller Peruvian towns. I had a delicious lunch with a view on this train to visit Lake Titicaca and to learn more about the Urus people, who are indigenous to the land. Peru Rail luxury trains also include onboard entertainment like a fashion show, cultural performances, and even a pisco sour demonstration on a Titicaca train. Traincation type, mountain views. Many U.S. travelers miss out on experiencing the mountains and national parks. However, you can see the Rocky Mountains and Sierra Nevada Mountains without hiking on the Amtrak California Zephyr from Chicago to Emeryville, California. Or opt for the Amtrak Empire Builder, which glides through Glacier National Park on its route from Chicago to Seattle or Portland. Both trains are equipped with an observation car to take in the mountains with panoramic windows and a comfy seat. And if you want to save money and traverse the most scenic sections of these rides, take the California Zephyr from Denver to Glenwood Springs or Grand Junction. For the Empire Builder, ride from East Glacier to West Glacier for views of Glacier National Park. Another train ride I'd recommend for similar views is the Alaska Railroad Coastal Classic train from Anchorage to Seward. This route is perfect to see more glaciers and wildlife, especially if you are already considering a cruise. I think this is arguably the most scenic train ride in the U.S. Therefore, I highly recommend planning a solo traincation to Alaska. Traincation type, party animals. So for solo travelers who love music, tequila, and a party on wheels, the Jose Cuervo Express is for you. Offering ticket options from Express to Elite, the Jose Cuervo Express is a celebration of Jose Cuervo with tastings and snacks on board. Travelers can pick a sunrise experience leaving from Guadalajara to Tequila, or a sunset experience in the opposite direction. I opted for the Elite ticket at sunrise, the most expensive at $270, which included tequila shots at 9 a.m., but there are fun off-the-train experiences too, such as visiting an agave field, a tour of the Jose Cuervo facilities, and a dance and musical performance. Traincation type, ocean views. Now for my water lovers, riding in a train along the ocean is for you. One of my favorite routes is the Amtrak Coast Starlight from Los Angeles, ending in Seattle or Portland, because you ride along the Pacific Coast Highway. Similar to other routes, you can take the most scenic section from Los Angeles to San Luis Obispo, going northbound if you want to save money and not ride the whole route. You can also take the shorter and more inexpensive Amtrak Pacific Surfliner from Los Angeles to San Diego for similar ocean views along the California coast. The full route is 9 hours and also ends in San Luis Obispo. However, you can get your taste of Southern California from Los Angeles to San Diego to enjoy the sun. Here's why Mel B doesn't fear menopause. The Spice Girls, Mel B tells Essence all about her menopause journey and new role as the global ambassador of Revive Collagen. This article is by India S.B. Jones. I was turning 50, Mel B tells Essence, while sitting on a fabulous cheetah print blanket at Fouquet's Hotel in Manhattan. While her bouncy curls, purple miniskirt, and Vivienne Westwood jewelry embodied her Spice Girl glamour, our conversation was a topic some women may fear. I was having all the different symptoms of menopause, she says, about growing older. That was until an opportunity fell into her lap, the role as a global ambassador of Revive Collagen, an ingestible skincare brand that supports aging. I'm like, has somebody just answered my prayer? Collagen accounts for nearly 80% of the largest organ in your body, your skin. In your 20s, collagen decreases about 1% every year. That means by 40, you've lost about 15 to 20% of total collagen. Then menopause hits, and within 5 years, your collagen drops even more drastically by an estimated 30%. While some women may fear growing older and the wrinkles and sagging that comes with it, Mel B simply isn't. That's silly because it's going to happen, she says. Whether you're 21 or 51, we're all going to go through menopause, perimenopause, and we're all going to have certain symptoms that can last for 10 years. Some women go through it as young as 35. For Black women, we are more likely to experience early menopause and more severe, longer-lasting symptoms. Am I going a bit mad? What did I come downstairs for? Mel B would ask herself when she first started having memory loss. But some symptoms she couldn't even tell were symptoms since she was going through an abusive marriage at the time. Anxiety for me was kind of a double-edged sword, she says. I didn't know if that was from being in an abusive marriage for 10 years, because that can be part of the effects of being abused. She finalized her divorce in 2017 at 42 years old. Now the 50-year-old is turning menopause care into a daily routine. I'm not just going to put my name to anything, she says, first trying out Revive Collagen's Menopause Max for 3 months before agreeing to the role. She even put the other Spice Girls, who are all 50-something, onto the drink to test it out. I'm like, I've got a remedy that's great. Menopause Max, a sachet of hydrolyzed marine collagen, is a 21-ingredient supplement with 20 times the strength of an average collagen tablet. In fact, it's the world's first combined menopause collagen solution, targeting skin and hair health and enhancing overall health and well-being for menopausal women. And the results were obvious. It's calmed down nearly all my symptoms, she says, including the anxiety and fogginess she first faced. Taking one sip of her daily sachet with a cup of coffee in the morning is the only menopause support she's been using. While menopause used to be taboo, like when her mother first went through it, it's a woman's problem, Mel B says. 3 billion women go through menopause globally every year, so according to her, it's up to women to support each other, especially since not talking about it can be detrimental to women's health. Some women commit suicide over it. Some women leave their jobs. Some women are so embarrassed, don't know what's going on, and end up on antidepressants, she says. Because of people like her, women are rejecting menopause as something taboo and instead letting it be as normal as a dinner table conversation. I talk about it from the rooftop, Mel B says. You don't have to be alone and suffering. The Oxtail Off goes national with a 5-city tour centering Caribbean food and community. From Houston to New York, the viral food competition founded by Charles Kuykendall is expanding into a 5-city tour, spotlighting Caribbean flavor, local chefs, and small businesses. This article is by Kimberly Wilson. Cue DJ Khaled's Another One, because Charles' beloved Productions is back, and this time they're bringing the entire Caribbean massive with them. Charles' beloved Kuykendall, the Houston-based event producer and founder of Charles' beloved Productions, is taking the Oxtail Off on the road. His latest project is a 5-city culinary tour and food competition built around the dish that has been holding our tables down for generations. The tour hits Houston, Atlanta, Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York. And if you've ever had a plate of oxtail that made you close your eyes or do a little body roll, you already know this one is for you. And this isn't his first rodeo. He previously co-founded R&B House Party, the experiential brand acquired by Blavity, in 2023, before turning his attention to the Oxtail Off. For Kuykendall, this one runs deeper than the business. often overlooked communities turned what was once discarded into a delicacy through deep flavor, care, and intention, Kuykendall tells us essence. The world is finally catching up to what we knew all along. Kuykendall and his wife, business partner Shireen, who runs operations as a general manager, have been building this from a 200-person house party to a 2,000-attendee festival at Beehive, LA. Each stop on the national tour is its own experience. Local chefs come in with their own spice blends, family recipes, and regionally sourced ingredients, competing for the title of Oxtail Off Champion in front of the celebrity judges. The vendor markets and food truck lineups are pulled from small businesses in each city, representing the clothing, artwork, and flavors of that market. Each competing chef even selects their own intro music to represent their city's sound. We can't wait to feel that energy live, Kuykendall says. The event features VIP lounges, live DJ sets, food trucks, and giveaways, anchored by a competition where someone walks away a champion. Kuykendall says the overall vibe, the energy of a sporting event, the star power of a movie premiere, and the spirit of an HBCU homecoming, all in one room. He has always made sure the community gets something back. Every city on the tour is paired with a local nonprofit fighting food insecurity, with more than $20,000 committed across the run. We want people to leave feeling that their culture has been celebrated, that they experienced carnival culture here in the U.S., that they found new chefs, restaurants, and organizations to support. For him, it's less about scaling an event and more about scaling a feeling that centers culture, community, and the stories behind the food. And tickets are available at eventnoir.com. New to running? These are the only essentials you actually need to start. From sneakers to sports bras, these are the essentials that take the guesswork out of starting your running journey. This is by Kimberly Wilson. Y'all, I've been bitten by the running bug. If you told the Kimberly of 5 years ago, she would never believe you. But dare I say it, I actually enjoy it. And with a simple reframe, I've come to love movement in all forms and truly believe it's a blessing to even move my body in this way. And I'm not alone. Black women have been running it forever, so it was about time I joined in on the movement, especially living in D.C. where there is a run club for every neighborhood. So if you're like me and embarking on what they call the new millennial midlife crisis, i.e. the journey of becoming a runner, welcome. But equally, if you're overwhelmed by all of the options on the market, from running gear to sneakers to fueling options, I was like you a few months ago. And I've narrowed in on the essentials that will make the beginning a lot easier for you. Brooks Ghost 17 running shoes. Ask any seasoned runner what shoe they'd recommend for a beginner, and chances are the Brooks Ghost comes up every single time. That perfect balance of cushion and responsiveness makes those first few miles feel a whole lot more manageable. Ultra Human Ring Air. Recovery is just as important as the run itself, and the Ultra Human Ring Air makes it easy to stay on top of both, tracks your sleep, stress, and recovery without the bulk of a traditional fitness watch. Sony Float Open Ear Headphones, Lululemon Fast and Free Run Belt, Nathan Sports Pinnacle Featherlight Hydration Vest, Gymshark Running Sports Bra, and Creatine Monohydrate Powder by Cellacor, Body Glide Oil Original Anti-Chef Balm, Jogology Running Socks, and C4 Original Workout Powder. And now we have run out of time for today's episode of Oprah Daily. Please join us next time. I'm Tyra Banks, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service.